Next up, we got Float Bodega versus Sue Surf. And we got the Ultimate Madness tournament that's coming up. Let's get it. So listen, bro. It's yours truly, B&B, Blunts and Battle Rap. It's yours truly. So, you know, today was the day. Today was the day. Hey, Vault Bodega, I appreciate you for 3 rounds reaching out. But there's some shit right now that we gotta speak about. Let's go. First of all, Vault Bodega, or should I say Cortez, you did great. You did really good. I ain't gonna hold you, my nigga. I wanna give you your flowers early. You did way better than John John did. I'll give you that much. I felt like I loved your second round, bro. I did like the NWO line, you know, spray over the titles like Hollywood Hogan. I loved it. Your second round was the most fire, though. But some of the stuff that I thought was in the second was actually in the beginning of your third. And I like that. I like that. I told you. I said, if you did your third, I was going to give you your flowers on my podcast. No cap. I am a Surf fan. Die hard Surf fan. But I'm also a Battle Rap fan even more. At the end of the day, I wanted to hear what you had to say to Surf. Did I want this battle? Hell no. Did I want Surf to take it? Hell no. But he took it. So we off that. All we need to figure out was you ready for this? Was you ready? That's what niggas was wondering. A lot of Surf fans was thinking you was going to get bodied. I was one of them. But deep down, I really wanted to see what you would do. And honestly, like I said, your first round was serviceable. Like I said, the Hollywood Hogan line was fire. It was. But I gave Surf the first. The second, this battle kind of gives you a feel like Surf was kind of like, this is it, the biggest you're going to get. So enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Nah, I'm just playing. He didn't destroy your career. But cause he didn't destroy your career because, well, I'm talking about a career as a megastar. You've never been a megastar for real. Like, every opportunity that it takes to push you further to a megastar, you blew it. The Ultimate Madness tournament with Rum Nitty, you blew that shit. You were supposed to crucify Ace and you didn't. You and Ace is debatable, my nigga. I don't care what anybody says. They said that off the cameras, they paid you for that battle. But let's be real. Ace was on your bumper, my nigga. Ace had his material. That battle's debatable. Before him, bro, you was taking mad L's. You ain't take one W for real. And Surf said, you know what? It's time to shut this little hater up. I'm going to go ahead and battle Puerto Rican Caillou. And he did that, but Puerto Rican Caillou had the most fire second round. The next time they hear that, the casket closing. That was fire. There's a lot of stuff he said in that round was fire, but his second round overall, I'll give you your flowers. You the first nigga to take a round from Surf. In his last 3 battles, nobody else is able to take a round. He arguably didn't lose a round his last 3 battles. With Twerk, he could have lost a round. With Twerk, he definitely could have lost a round. But Twerk was choking, so it automatically disqualified. Because Twerk had the material to make it debatable, if not take the battle. He kept stumbling and choking. It wasn't looking good. It was looking pretty nasty. So thus, we don't talk about Bruno on that matter. But in this situation, Cortez was the one person that you could say took a round from Sue Surf. He took a round from the wave. That second round, like I said, I like what Sue Surf was talking about, and like I said, I'm a Sue Surf fan. But if the round wasn't really hitting for me, it's not really hitting for me. I'm not one of those fans that be like, anything Surf says, I'ma just be like, yeah, he won. No, I'm a real Battle Rap fan, you feel me? So it's like, if I feel like Surf lost the round, he lost the round. It is what, and he lost that second round. But then the third round, I love how Cortez started with that purge line. That was heavy. That was fucking heavy. I was fucking crazy at that. But then he starts getting into material. Then he starts saying something about Nunu. And then that's where it kind of plateaued for me. I was like, oh, yeah, you didn't come with your best shit. And Vitafly, you ain't the... Shout out to Vitafly. You ain't the only one that didn't like how he started his first round with the suck my dick. See, Vitafly, he's, you know, he got sponsors. He on YouTube, so he got to say SMD. I would just say what Cortez is saying. The nigga said suck my dick. And honestly, I'm all for disrespect. But that right there, it's like, you gotta have something fire behind something that disrespectful. Like take a page from QB Black Diamond's book. You wanna be disrespectful and make it fire, go to QB Black Diamond. Or hell, take a page from Arsenal. Arsenal, even if the bar isn't fire, it's entertaining at least. Like, I'll knock you out with Squidward's clarinet. No, that shit wasn't fire. It was ass, but it was funny. Because, bro, I could actually see Arsenal be just going around swinging the Squidward's clarinet, my nigga. But then Surf gets into his third round, and boy, he literally put a microscope to your career and everything. You lost to Rum Nitty. You pretty much lost all your battles. When it really mattered the most, you lost. Rum Nitty, you lost. Rex, you lost. And then he's like, are y'all getting this? Are y'all filming this? And I'm like, yeah, Surf got the third. Surf got the first and the third to me. But the second is what I give Cortez. Now, Cortez has some shit in the third. And his first round was serviceable. But like I said, his energy is nowhere near Surf's. His performance level, nowhere near Surf. He just wasn't, like I said, this is a battle where Cortez been asking for this smoke for 10 plus years. So you would think Cortez would be out the gate trying to beat this nigga till he's dead. But no, Cortez, he came to this battle with Surf the same way he would come in any other battle. Matter of fact, I didn't really feel much difference from his battle with Surf than I did with his battle with Ol' Red. Well, no, there's a slight difference between his battle with Surf and Ol' Red. And that's when he got to his second round with that rebuttal. That rebuttal was crazy, but then he got to the hookah bars, and that second round just plateaued. And then the third round, he felt some type of way about Ryder. And he made a rebuttal to Ryder. And then next, you know, more Legacy Supreme, he battles Ryder. Like I said, Cortez could do some. Now, hold on. There's another thing I want to address. Yo, Surf mentioned Sirius Jones. That's hilarious. Cortez don't want smoke with Sirius Jones. Listen, okay. Let's be clear. I am not a fan of Sirius Jones at all, my nigga. I'm not. I can openly say that. Respectfully at that, too. Like, I ain't got to be disrespectful. Just because you don't fuck with a nigga, you ain't got to be like, well, you a bitch nigga and I don't fuck with you. No, it ain't none of that. It ain't none of that disrespectful shit. I just don't fuck with him. I wouldn't call him a bitch nigga. I just say, yo, I don't fuck with you like that. I think outside of battle rap, he a cornball. But in battle rap, he actually is kind of nice. He's actually pretty fire. So I'm like, why wouldn't Cortez take that battle? Cortez openly said his round with Surf, like, when Surf was rapping, he gonna say, that nigga ass. I'm like, whoa. That is a broad statement. I'm like, bro, you gotta kill Sirius Jones for you to say something like that. Like, it's like, Sirius Jones is not like a Your Honor. Or like a Superman. Like, he's not like them type of niggas, you feel me? Like, this nigga actually could, like, kill some shit. So it's like, he deserves way more respect than that. Like, I understand Big K, what he said when you golden age era battle rappers wasn't that crazy. He right. He right. There wasn't a lot of golden, like when he say golden age, he mean the old heads. Like Jay Mills, Murdo Mook, Uncasa. Yeah, I still don't find Uncasa nice at all, my nigga. Uncasa just doesn't do, and that's crazy because I think Easy to Block Captain said he's from Philly. I'm like, well, he the one Philly nigga that really can't, like I wouldn't put my money on him to win a battle. Let's just say that. Just being for real. But sorry, lost one of my headphones for some reason. Alright, I got it back now. But I don't know. I think for courts, like I said, but at the same time, I'm low key like, whoa. At all, like I've never really heard Cortez. I've never really heard Vote Bodega call anybody trash for real. You know, I've never heard him call anybody trash that's up for debate for real. So it's like, what? Sirius Jones? He thinks Sirius Jones is ass? I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta see that battle. I'm like, what's up with that? When can we get that going? Let's see Vote Bodega versus Jones. But I give Vote Bodega his flowers. He got a round with Sue Surf. But, and honestly, he could honestly, thing is, and then I would also mention the John John situation. He talked about how John John was going to take the same approach that he took, but he didn't like how John John, you know, ended up with it. It's crazy because, well, the only thing you could say that you got over John John's battle with Surf was that you actually stole the second round. John John had a fire second round, but that shit paled in comparison to Surf's second round. That's the thing. It's crazy when you have a fire second round and you still don't get that round. Surf is one of them niggas. And John John knew, even though he had a fire second round, that round still went to Surf. Cortez got the second round and he took that shit. He took it. You can't say Surf got the second. Oh God, you can't. All you gonna be thinking about is, yo, Cortez was snapping in that second. And then that third came around and well. So Cortez could be proud that he won a round off of Surf. Did he win the war? Hell no. There's levels. There's really levels. Like, Cortez could have done more, but he didn't. It's a battle that you wanted for 10 years. A battle that you've been chasing for 10 years, you gotta kill some shit, bro. Like, all your third rounds, like, you gotta come with the best shit. And I just felt like Vote Bodega came with the best shit only his second round. First and third was servable, but it was like a lot of mismatches in their first and third that made me go, yeah, this ain't doing it for me. But he did well, though. He did well. But, you know, 10 years, though? Like, it was a decent battle for 10 years. I can say that. It was at least a decent battle. I've seen battles that have been prolonged for years, and they end up being ass. So, this was a decent battle. But you don't have to watch it too many times to figure out who won. You really don't. I got served 2-1. Rounds first and third. Clear. Cortez, shout out Steve for getting that second round clear. You got what you wanted. Now, hopefully you'll stop crying after this. You feel me? Let's get to this Ultimate Madness tournament. I'm not going to really speak too much on it. I just want to make a few comments. I heard that Tay Rock ducked out of the tournament because Romney was going to be in it. Come on, Rock. You and Romney had a classic battle. I watched that shit like at least 4 or 5 times when I was working at Walmart in 2019. I'm just saying. Y'all hear me clear? I like niggas claiming Bar King. Niggas not mean. I used to pair. I can switch to how that Bar K. coming at you. Like, niggas say that. You gonna be like 3 years homage. You ain't gave that. How you gonna knock off rock when you a knock off rock? The gang is here. No disrespect in this spot. We talk about, like, yo, Rock was on his, like, Rock, Rum Nitty and Rock was a dope ass battle. I feel like Rock was like, yeah, I heard you was gonna be in the tournament. I was like, nah, nigga. I'm like, damn, Rock, come on, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Rum Nitty laughed too on Twitter, like, hey, man, I'm dangerous. They were Rum Nitty and Geek, because Rum Nitty's only in the tournament because Twerk is in jail. Free that man. Because like I said, I don't wish jail anyone outside of child molesters and rapists. You know, like I said, you got to do what you got to do when you out here. So free Twerk, man. Free that nigga. But Rum Nitty took his place, and now Geechee and Rum Nitty are once again in the tournament, and it's like, what? I was kind of respecting what a lot of people were saying in the group chats and stuff. I feel like if you've already been in the tournament, you can't go another time. Like, especially if you won the tournament, you shouldn't get another chance. No cap, you shouldn't get another chance. Because, like, it's not fair to the other MCs that can, that, you know, have opportunity at that money. You've witnessed that money, man. You know, but I heard Sheed happens. Like I said, it's a mixture of the vets as well as a new school for this tournament, and I'm all for it. I want to know who's going to really go all the way. I hope it ain't Geechee and Rum Nitty, because then that shows the new class ain't really going to be able to carry the torch of URL for us. When the others decide to retire, they not going to be able to handle the torch for us, and I'm not feeling that. Because if you can't handle the torch, that means the URL channel and the app and everything, they're going to lose fans and stuff like that. So, with that being said, you Crucible niggas, y'all gotta turn up. Kid Slade, I know he's capable. Turn the fuck up. Shit happens. Turn the fuck up. This is y'all moment. Don't let anybody steal it from y'all. Oh God. That's all I gotta say for Ultimate Madness, though. I want to know more about the details, but overall, I think Swap's in it too. I got my arm there, you know. But who do I have winning it all? Honestly, can't get an answer yet. But just stay tuned in. Like I said, congratulations to Vote Bodega for being the first person to get around on Sir. I salute you for getting around, because I didn't think you would get around. I said it in videos that you was going to get 3-0'd. You did not get 3-0'd. You got a 2-1. So I applaud you. However, you still suck. You did well, but you still suck. And I don't want to see, now that you've gotten the battle you want, I don't really want to see much of you. No cap. Nah. Like, just give it up. You're not entertaining for real. Like, when he starts speaking it to his native tongue in the first round, that's when that shit start really hitting. Like, yo, that shit was hard. But none of these niggas know what the fuck you say. I don't even know what the fuck you say, low key. So it's like, but that's all I have. That's all my thoughts for today. Definitely tune in for Ultimate Madness. That's gonna be on the 21st and 22nd on the Caffeine app. URLTV.TV. You've been copy. You copy innovators, the imitators, but you can't copy respect. You feel me? And this is B&B. I'm signing out.